AI Unlocks Ancient Egyptian Life, October 8, 2025. Archaeobotanist Dr. Claire Mallison has been working with the German Archaeological Institute on Elephantine Island on and off for over a decade. Not for its temples and tombs, but to reconstruct how ordinary Egyptians lived. Through the study of exceptionally preserved plant remains, her main purpose is to unearth how they used space, stored food, managed agriculture, and adapted to their environment. The location offers a dream scenario because it rarely rains on Elephantine, as little as once every 10 years. Unlike most sites in Egypt where only charred seeds survive, Elephantine preserves remarkably intact seeds, pods, and plant fragments that have simply dried up in the arid climate, says Mallison, Associate Professor of History and Archaeology at the American University of Beirut. This provides an incredible glimpse into ancient diets and farming practices. And she adds, the uniquely preserved island has the added benefit of having been continuously occupied from the earliest pharaohs through today. This has offered us a rare window into thousands of years of evolving Egyptian culture and a clearer picture of everyday urban life. Mallison's focus is a Middle Kingdom house, dating to around 2,1600 BCE. Where she collects soil samples first sieved by excavators and then refines them even more. I get each sample down to a quarter of a millimeter, she says, of isolating and identifying plant remains under a microscope. Then I count and record them. It's tedious work. You need to be slightly obsessive, very patient, and comfortable with focusing on minute details all day. But the richness and sheer volume of all the material that Mallison has uncovered at the site presented a new challenge. Too much information. Normally, with charred remains, statistical analysis is straightforward. Simple ratios and pattern recognition, she says. But Elephantine gave us huge amounts of data, far beyond what I could handle alone. Then a chance meeting at a book group changed everything. Mallison met Dr. Jordan Srower, a professor of operations management at the Lebanese American University, LAU, who builds machine learning tools for use in novel settings. Together, they applied algorithms, usually used to identify market segments or discern the psychological factors driving behavior, to her archaeological data set. It was the first time I'd ever used AI in my research, Mallison recalls, and what I found was thrilling. Where I expected mostly garbage heaps, plant, and other remnants of routine household activities that often make archaeological assemblages overwhelmingly noisy, AI processing revealed meaningful patterns. Interior spaces were much cleaner than the courtyards, suggesting they were routinely swept and maintained. Linen waste in one room hinted at storage and production activities. A preserved fireplace in another contained a thin layer of acacia pods, capturing a remarkable snapshot of a fleeting moment thousands of years ago, the one and only day someone tossed them onto the fire. We might have noticed some of these patterns without AI, but once we had developed machine learning, it allowed us to quickly and easily pinpoint anomalies, quantify patterns, and statistically validate what would otherwise take ages to tease out, Mallison notes. Beyond learning about daily habits from millennia ago, Mallison's work carries modern-day implications as well. Studying ancient agriculture, we can see how people in the past adapted farming practices to adjust to the changing environment, she notes. This can inform how we respond to climate change and sustainability challenges now. For Mallison, AI isn't a replacement for human expertise, but a transformative tool. The potential for archaeology is huge because it can accelerate our understanding and reveal patterns that were invisible before, she says. Used critically and collaboratively, it can transform how we do archaeology and how we teach it. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email mediainquiries@aub.edu.